Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. So today I wanted to talk to you about something that again has been asked quite a few times, particularly by my students, right? So many people come to me and they say, how did you step out of the spiritual closet? Now, many people won't ask it the same way. They'll ask it in a way that's kind of like, how did you tell friends and family? Some of my family are religious. You know, how do I tell them what I'm doing? How do I tell them what I now believe in? All that kind of stuff. And for me, it was really quite simple. It definitely was something that was a little bit frightening, but not so much to my family, more so to my clientele. So I have been a professional marriage celebrant. I did that full time for about 10 years. And I'd been in the industry for maybe 12 years, right? And then I'd run a wedding decor company, and then I'd stepped into events, and everything that I did, I'd built a really beautiful, solid professional reputation. So it meant that I could go from kind of business to business and have people trust me. They trusted my name, they trusted my brand. So my fear was, because I stepped out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, over COVID, when my event business had been shut down, my fear was that they would think that I was scamming them or that I was now a psychic to make some money, you know. And I really had this fear of undoing the years and years and years worth of reputation that I had built up and the trust in my community that I had built up. So it was quite frightening for me. When it comes to my family, as I shared in episode one, it wasn't something that they were into, but I've always felt incredibly supported by my family. It was more so the general public. And the reception was quite great, actually. And now it's something I look back on and I have a giggle, and I can't imagine ever even being worried about someone else's opinion, you know, as to what I'm doing with my life. But it really was a trigger for me at the time. And it really highlighted, I guess, some parts of me that were still scared to be seen, or some parts of me that were judging other people, right? But it's been the best thing that I've ever done. And it's allowed me to step into the most beautiful, deep friendships from the get-go, because I'm showing up fully as me instead of masking, instead of being that person that people like, you know, but really slowly unlayering and uncovering the depth of who I am was something that I did, and it took me a really long time. Whereas now it's like, hello, it's me, and this is what you get, and this is every weird thing that I'm into. And it's just so freeing. So for me, it wasn't a natural thing. It didn't feel natural to come out and say, this is what I'm doing, this is who I am now. It was quite frightening, but it's been the best thing that I've ever done. And it's allowed me to step authentically into who I absolutely am as a person. And I didn't even realize that I wasn't showing up as that person beforehand. So my confidence, I have no anxiety anymore. I don't feel social anxiety. I'm showing up as me. I know that I'm being led to the right spaces and places. And even today, a goddess gathering image came up. So it was a video from our first gathering that was about a year and a week ago. And it was the video that we'd played. And I just looked at myself in that video and I went, I love that girl. I love her. And I'm going to get emotional here because I voice noted one of my best friends, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to hold space. And I, imposter syndrome. And I just went, that girl was so brave. And she stood in front of those women and she held her place and she did it. And now it's second nature, and it's opened up so many doors and so many opportunities and just so much love and authentic connection and ripples of women stepping into their own power. So please don't feel that you have to be super ready to step into being seen for the magical goddess that you are. Just step into it, because I look back at that woman and I just go, oh my God, I have so much gratitude for you and who you are and who you're becoming and what you've done. And I look back over the past year of holding space and go, oh my gosh, I look back over the last 3 years and say, where did you find the bravery to come out of the spiritual closet? Where did you find the bravery to do your first readings? Where did you find the bravery to step into this? Find that bravery, find that courage, and just do it. Just do it. Think of your inner child. Think of that magical being that's you at 5 or 6 years old, and all the magic that she's interested in, and she has the no fear of judgment. That needs to be you now. Step into her, make her proud. So for me, it wasn't that I was welcomed with open arms and spiritual communities or anything like that. I started stepping outside of myself. I started stepping into new circles alone as well, because I found alone was confronting, but it also meant I could show up as me, not the version of me that, say, my best friend had come to know, or not the version of me that my husband knows, even just as me, as I wanted to be. It was like a fresh start. So highly encourage you to show up to spaces where people get what you're talking about. Show up to spaces where people do not judge you. Stop judging other people and just start. Just trust. Your future self will thank you. Your inner child will thank you. And you have so much power within you. I hope this helps. As always, if you'd ever like to reach out, reach me on Instagram, shoot me an email. I'd love to help you out, and have a beautiful day, my friends. Bye.